Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Uthandile Sekotjana ose asharelanga la esigabeni sokugcina njoba selishayile elesine ihora 12 after 4 o'clock usanda kungena. Siyakwamukela, siyakubingelela, siyajabula futhi ukuthi sibe nawe kuleli khaya elinomfutho, ikhaya lakwa Radio Pulpit. Njoba ngishilo ke ukuthi kulesi sigaba sokugcina ngikanye no Apostle Joseph Mbulawo kanye no Prophetess Josephine Pitswe Mbulawo. Yeah, today sizokhuluma ke okubalekile kakhulu uma kuza endabeni yemishado. Abantu bahlezi bekhuluma izinto eziningi and mongalalela ezinye ze positive ezinye ze negative kodwa kubalekile ukuthi izwi likaNkulunkulu lithini ngomshado. Uzwe abanye bathi hey linyalo hayi ke scam, uzomunye mhlambe bekangenile emshadweni uzwe athi bona ake sabatla go ipona ke tsene ko lenyalong. You know, as I'm saying ukuthi kunezinto eziningi okokuthi abantu baya experience emshadweni, abanye ba experience okuhle, abanye ba experience okubad. Lithini izwi? Ngabe umshado wakho uwakhe phezu kwe foundation okuyiyona yini? So today sizobuka ke a biblical foundation of marriage kanye ke no mama kanye no baba. Sanbonani, sanbonani, sanbonani. Siphinde sabona sabonana futhi today. Ninjani baba?
Siyaphila, siyaphila. Unkulunkulu sasemuhle namhlanje.
Amen. Mepitswe Mbulawo. Prophetess, okay.
Kitema ka mohawa modimo.
A wara le boga gore le today o buile re tlo bua lentswe ngoba umshado nawo bazalwane siyawuthola ezwini likaNkulunkulu. And you know engikuthandayo ngalomsakazi ukuthi ayikho into esiyikhulumayo engaphumi la ezwini likaNkulunkulu. Akusizinto esiyikhulumayo from iy'ngqondo zethu or ukuthi thina siyazi kodwa sikhuluma ini ulwazi elila ezwini likaNkulunkulu. Njoba ke today sizokhuluma ke about a biblical foundation of marriage. Ngaphambi kokuthi ke sizoyixoxa le ndaba, nina ncwadi eniyibhalile Apostle?
Yebo ma.
Yeah.
Ikhona incwadi esiyibhalile.
Ngayo le ndaba esiyikhulumayo.
Ngayo le ndaba esiyikhulumayo. Yeah. What we are talking about now.
Ithini title?
Ithetle liyakhona. Ithi the biblical foundation and the value of marriage. Yes ma.
Yeah. Hey, mhlampe my first question kungaba ukuthi abantu basawu value umshado
in these days. People bakhuluma differently depending on the marriages that they are in.
Yeah.
Or njengoba bekhuliswa ngabazali abashadile, there are certain things that they see ezingathokozisi. Izinto mhlampini zabo ma abuse, it can be physically ngokukhuluma nje with a treatment, the way we do things, you find ukuthi we do things ngokwami ketsa dintho ka bonna ha ke etse ntho ka horerisana le molekane waka. So jwale ha o fihla mo ha bana ba hola ba le ka hare ho lenyalo le jwalo, ba tsetella haholo motho a mme abare ha haiba ntate o tlo ntate o tshwara mme in this way, o mama mangabe o phatha ubaba ubaba ngalendlela noma other way ubaba umama kanjalo, umntana mayibuka lento bese ethola ukuthi ay mina I will never get married, I rather grow up ngingedwa.
Yeah.
Yes.
Eish, ene kuba buhlungu because umshado isipho esivela kuNkulunkulu. Umshado I blessing. So uma umuntu ezokhuluma ukuthi angifuni umshado kusho ukuthi uthi angifuni blessing kaNkulunkulu. Angisifuni lesisipho esikaNkulunkulu. But njoba usho ukuthi ngezinye ikhathi izimo oku ukuthi sikhulela kuzona sibukile abazali ukuthi baphathana kanjani bakhuluma kanjani to each other. But sisakhuluma kanjalo mfundisi. You know this cousin of mine, ne? Lesikhathi bekashada. You know wakhuluma enye into e profound. Uyazi wathini emshadweni wakhe? Ebuke unkosikazi wakhe emehlweni. Wathi, you know what? Ngibonile indlela ubaba wami abephatha umama ngayo. Nangendlela abemthanda ngayo. Yes. You know mina ke ngifuna ukwenza times 100 lokhu babami ebekwenza kumama.
Ha.
So uya as today sizokhuluma ngayo le ndaba yomshado.
Yes.
Uma ekhaya umama ubaba baphathana kahle. Abantwana babukile, abantwana bayafunda and bafuna ukwenza more. So I was happy ukuthi okay kukhona umuntu omusha because they were very young lesikhathi bashada. They were very young.
Indeed.
But already so uyabona ukuthi foundation yalomshado yinhle.
Definitely.
And kunempumelelo kulomshado. Prophetess, ngiyacabanga ukuthi uma ngikhuluma isiZulu kanje aka ugwala konhle ne.
No, I can hear.
Yeah. Mhlambe before retlotswela re tlhalosa more ka a biblical foundation of marriage. Let us start by defining marriage because kusase khona abantu abanga understand ukuthi what is marriage and what is a wedding. Kubona marriage and wedding, it seems like it's one thing. So let us define marriage. What is marriage? What is a wedding?
Ke leboga sesibatle dumela moretsi wa radio pulpit ko o lenteng modimo a go segwahatse.
Amen.
Yeah, ba bua seZulu ne.
But I'll try to tell one of those seats next time. How about one more? When also, Kuluma
is a Kuluma get old head, I got to get old bola bull.
Yeah,
yes, okay. I think it's a but I just feel like let's just say a short prayer.
Yeah,
let's just say a short prayer before we get deep into the things. Father God, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we just want to say thank you, King of Glory, for this beautiful day, this beautiful moment that we have with you in the studio. We pray, Spirit of the Living God, that you direct, Jehovah, this conversation. May you be the one guiding. May you be the one speaking. May you be the one, Jehovah, you know, even helping the people who are listening to understand. For without you, King of Glory, we are nothing. We surrender this discussion unto your holy hands. Take over, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. We pray that at the end of it all, may the name of the Lord be glorified.
Oh, yes.
May you receive the glory, honor, and adoration, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Emma, oitse o boditse potso e botlhokwa.
Yeah.
Gore lenyalo ke eng and then mokete wa lenyalo ke eng ke dumela gore ke bua sentle.
Yes.
What is a marriage and what is a wedding? Because wedding ke mokete wa lenyalo. So lenyalo Ngariki is a covenant. Ke kgolagano ya monna le mosadi modimo a le moteng. Kgolagano e leng gore monna le mosadi ba dumelana gore re tsile go tshela mmogo botshelo jwa rona jotlhe re le monna le mosadi. Mme re kgolagantswe ke modimo. Modimo a le mogare ga kgolagano e. And then ke ka boripana hela nkare that is a marriage. It's a covenant between husband and wife.
Yes.
Yeah,
and God in the midst of it.
Yes.
And then a wedding is just to celebrate this covenant. So go khona gore go ne le lenyalo go sna mokete wa lenyalo.
Oh,
go le gantsi re le batho re ipakanyetsa mokete go feta lenyalo ka bolong.
And ke mo mathata thoma.
Mathata a thoma mo.
Eish, yeah.
Because we always looking forward to the wedding day.
Yeah. go impress people
yo
gore bona ke tla be ke montle yang you know di jo batho ba ja ba itumela
ke flyer kana ke tsama ka you know this motorcade wa di Mercedes Benz
eish
expensive things
yeah
for just one day or two weekends
mm.
And then after that re tsena mo lenyalo ga o itse gore what is this
and akitse gore ke nnete bokanang kang but some other people maybe how do la le bona mofatse o botsa gore pila pila problem ya lenyalo la lona e thomile kae o itse ntwa ntla hangata ke di finance and hona nong e se re bua ka go spenda ka mokete and then ya nong hele tlokena ko lenyalong le faceana ya nong le the real
makoi
the real thing ele keneng ko yona
reality
yes le checka ya nong di balance la checka ya nong gore montlung retsa yang dikoloto kitse tsa lenyalo tse leng hore
gona le
tsa mokete
yes
tse leng hore tse ding santsane yes le tlofetsa bo 10 years le santsane le patala skoloto sela and then henna go intse eya go etsang
collusion
yes ka molenyalong
collusion
ke kopa re tshware hanyane yalo o no feditse moruti go tlhalosa
emma ke ne
ke
yes
all right ntsela sithathe kancane kefu siyabuya
kuthazeka njalo ngolwesibili ukuya kulwesihlanu ngo8 ntambama ohlelweni lethu olubizwa ngohlala nathi lalela abafundisi abaningi bashumayela izwi lenkosi elikunika ithemba enhlizweni yakho lalela ukhule enkosini ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit in collaboration with Need Prayer is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
Fumana inkuthazo imihla yonke. Sikhona ku Facebook. Ngena ube ngumhlobo nawe. I Radio Pulpit Facebook yeyoluntu lonke.
Sila ngazo zonke ikhathi 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Kwamanje ngino Apostle Dr. Joseph Mbulawo kanye no Prophetess Dr. Josephine Pikwe. Yeah, Mbulawo.
Pitswe.
Yes, Pitswe. Mbulawo sikhuluma ke namuhla nge biblical foundation of marriage. Apostle Joba beng sakhuluma nomama la indaba ye yama finances.
Yes.
Okay, maybe before sizongena lapho. Mhlambe asichaze le lendaba ye biblical foundation. What is exactly biblical foundation in marriage?
A biblical foundation, you will find it in the book of Genesis 2. When God, after God created a man, everything he created a man, remember he said, let us make an image enjengathi senze umuntu emfanekisweni
wethu okay
yes
yeah.
Then uma ngabe seke ekushilo lokho we see when God formed a man and then there was something that caused God to see that a man needs help umsizi. This thing It was an assignment that he was given. Uma ngabe uNkulunkulu ethi ngifuna uphe zonke lezilwane ezikhona uziphe amagama. So as much was wathi any name that you are going to call any creature, it shall remain like that. Angeke ibhubezi lishintshwe kusasa kuthiwa liyidonki.
Yeah.
Aye. So he did that. For the whole day, he continued to name them, to name them, to name them. And after that, he was tired because he has worked. Now, njoba esebenzile, uNkulunkulu wathola ukuthi lo muntu akakwazi ukuzisiza. I want to believe mhlambeni waze walala engahlile. And if there was someone who can come and cook for him, anyone, someone who can come and massage him, you know, amfake izinyawo zakhe azifake phakathi kwebhavu, and then he massages his feet, you know, to release that tiredness in him. And God recognized that this man,
it is not good.
It is not good, actually, for a man to be alone.
Yeah.
That's where marriage is. Ingena khona manje biblically.
Yeah.
So we will continue, we will go deep as siloko siqhubeka.
Earlier on ukhulume indaba yokuthi or ki mama uboletse ka taba ya gore konje tsini le ndaba yokuthi uzoshiya umama no baba bese uba munye
kanye.
Yes.
Nomkakho. Yes.
Prophetess.
Yes.
What does it really mean? Hi realo Bible. Tshwantse o tlogele go supporta go gae o lentate o olime, and then ya nong le shebana le dilo tsa lona as a couple enyetseng.
Okay.
Yeah.
To answer that one, sis, but Bible ya re a man shall leave his mother and his father and cling to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. Kamantswa mangwe monna o tla tlogela memmagwe le rragwe ang aparele mosadi wa gagwe ba nenama e lengwe.
Yeah.
So go ngaparela mo go re ke tla ke simole mo go tlogeleng Bible ha re monna o tla tlogela mme mama gagwe le papa gagwe ga re gore like literally I normally put it this way. Let's say my mother is staying go ko magaeng and I am in the city. I'm a man. So the Bible doesn't mean I have been the breadwinner. Kana ke nna o ntseng ke tlokometse batsadi ba me ko magae. So ha ke se ke nyetse Bible ha ire monna o tsile go tlogela mmago le rrago. Ga ire gore ke aba ka tsona re go phuaganya. Ga ire gore ke I abandon them.
Yeah.
Yes. Se ke se dira as a man kana se monna tla ke business. Se monna a tshwantseng a se dira ga nyala. O tlogela ditsela tse gontseng go dira ka tsone ko lwapeng.
Okay.
Kore he leaves whatever that was happening in his home, and then they build o joana mosadi wa gagwe ba galelwa pa la bone go ya ka ha bone bobedi ba bone ba batlang letsa maya ka teng ga tlogele go tlokomela mama le papa.
Yeah.
Because ha gongwe mama le papa ba ntse ba dependile mo go ene as a breadwinner. So ke khanya gore ba dumalane gore okay fine mogatsaka kana ke nna ntseng ke tshwere ko lapeng. So how are we going to continue helping my parents? But ha go te go tlogela go twa go te now you are no longer under the I don't know if I can say under the authority or the leadership, not meaning gore ga o tseye counsel from the batsadi.
Yeah.
But you start your own thing.
Le your family.
You start your own family. Kamelao eo e bewang ke wena.
Yes.
Kamelao e leng gore wena le mosadi wa gago la e dumela gore this is how we're going to run our marriage. This is how we're going to run our home.
Yeah.
E seng gore o tle o re no kana nna go lapeng ne re dira yana.
Ke re ke batla go tla ko eo because gona le other men ba ile ng hore o tlotse ya dilo tsa go gae a ditlise ka molapeng a re hape nna mama ka na etsa so.
That is what I'm saying.
Bese o mama wa sekhaya manje u qala u feel uncomfortable. Because yena mhlambe ufuna ukuphatha umyeni wakhe kanje but umyeni yena athi hayi mina umama beka ayina my shirts and then kube ne you know uthatha lezi zinto zasekhaya ufuna ukuza ngazo la emshadweni so resolve yang taba ego
oyithi what I think we can do because khona le gore ore mama ona dira yana ne papa ona dira yana so ke khanya gore le nne fats. That is why hona le premarital counseling. Yeah, before le ka tsana mo lenyalong le swantse la nna fatshe la dumela gore okay fine rona lenyalo la rona re tlo go letsa maisa ka tselae. So that o mongwe ha tle ka gore nna mama ka ona a ena shete e nna yana nna papa ka na rata papa e thata so ke tlo go apela monna mi papa e thata because ga wa nyalwa ke papa.
Yeah.
Kana my husband ha nyala mme wa gago.
So
we don't carry ko lapeng we only pick dilo tse di good tse di re berekela.
Yeah.
Tse di re aga.
Yes.
But if re feel gore no about this one and like bua communication mo nyalo it's very important.
Okay.
Yeah, we sit down, we set rules. Unfortunately we are going ahead of ourselves because gone le gona le ka haileng gore re tlo tla re ditsama ya sentle ka teng gore ga le setseletseni mo lenyalong this is how you are going to do things. So because of setso buile I think we can just get into that gore no you sit down as a couple before you get into marriage before that wedding day ene re bua ka yone.
Yeah.
Okay baby, this is how lena le a marriage counselor. This is how we want our marriage or so, yeah our marriage to be. Na ke le tsa gore re ka tsamaisa lenya la rona yana le ene a bua re ne ha tsi re dumalane ha re sa dumalane nteng re tswe ka solution. Marriage is all about compromising. I bring my part, he brings his part, then we meet each other halfway. Then we compromise. So gore lenyalo le nne mona this is butle so but ke goreng ebe like re bua modimo a le mogare ga lone. So what seriously mogetse one thing that we did not mention last week ke gore we are premarital counselors and we are also marriage counselors. So along this journey hands re counselor batho ka manyalo re ba ipakanyetsa go tsena le bao ba nne ba setse ba le moteng because ga se gore ha o dirile premarital gore gore moteng ga go nna smooth.
Yeah
so le house gore le rena ba ruti we still need that counseling re ntse le mo lenyalong yana. So we realize gore a lot of marriages the reason why manyalo a le mantsi mme hape a tshwatlega ka bonako kana a fela ka bonako ke gore people get married for own reasons. Before hela re ka tsena to the biblical foundation of marriage gona le problem e le gore tshwantse ra dila le yone pele.
What are the wrong reasons hangata batho ba kenang
mamanyalong? Yes, there are so many of them but we'll just mention a few because of time. I think during over the weeks hiring re tla kana we'll keep on you know talking. One of the very reasons e le gore e tsentse batho mo lenyalong ene ba fella ba balelwa abobatso is because ke tla be ke le makgarebe yana, remember my other name ke makgarebe, ke tla be ke le Josephine yana ke bona gore everyone around me is getting married e be ke nna le pressure ba re gona le go nna under pressure.
Yeah,
my siblings are getting married, my friends are getting married and people ha ba go tlogele
yeah
ba go botsa gore o nyalwa
leng eish yeah we taking
o nyalwa leng
yeah
that is one of the major reasons why people get married today.
Yeah,
ba se prepared, ba se ready.
Yeah,
I'll just give a testimony about myself. I think last week I mentioned that I come from a family e se go hetseng ka lenyalo. Really a dialo, we all went through marriage but I'm the last born girl of 5 girls ne. So it happened to my our first born kolapeng ke mosadi o sala nyalo a le 21 years some donkey ears, you know, boholoholo bo. And then baba three, I get the first born, nake last born ya bastan. So there are three in between us. So the first born unyetswe ale 21, and then this three banyetswe go tlola space sa 2 months. Like literally o mongonyetswe ka December, and then o mongwe the following year ka February. O tlang after any the same year ka May.
Yeah, Batswana ba nyala ne?
Yeah, no, go Botswana we respect le nyala.
Hey, yeah, ere ke eng Botswana tleng bathong le nna.
Eh, gona le re tla go batlela motho nyana go Botswana.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now revive ne?
Eh.
This four gone.
Yeah.
And o tla ka rene go tlola 3 months in between.
Mm.
And then here is me, tongue speaking, anointed, Holy Ghost filled, and I'm a preacher and a pastor that time. But 14 years in between me and my sister.
Mm. Sure.
That period of waiting.
Yeah.
You can imagine what was happening. Everybody was like, Muru Donyalo Ling.
And yanong ba lebeletse le gona gore o moruti wena. Pila pila ke wena bileng ke eng o nyetswe before ba botlhe ba. Yes.
So that pressure e ke buang ka yone e teng.
Yeah.
And you know, people will say muruti o nyala. I think at some point they now started saying muruti, maybe lower your standard.
Mm.
Because you know the hongwe standard sa go se go dimo o rata modimo thata.
Yeah.
And I was also a finance manager at that time.
Ke
ba feela gore wa itse ke I'm just too much. Maybe bontate they are running away because of that.
Mm.
But there is one thing that kept me going in the midst of that pressure. Hore, the time for my marriage will come.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
At God's right time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So I did not allow that 14 years of waiting pressurize into a marriage today.
Mm.
So that is one of the major reasons why people get married.
Yeah.
Unprepared.
Hmm.
Just because you know matters was last born ya go la benke ga enyala.
Hmm.
I got two little brothers. So go la re bo sister ba vaile ke setse le bo brother, big brother anyala lene. So ke setse le ke nna le my two younger brothers.
Sure.
The last born gets married and I'm still there waiting.
Hmm. Waiting period.
Ba re le monna yo setse a o ke le fedo.
Eish.
O rapela re modimo ha go kae.
Yeah.
But I waited. Because I knew the one that has called me.
Yeah.
And I also knew what I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
I told myself, I'm not going to get married because my family is getting married. I'm not going to get married. And that time, all my friends in Nebanyala left, right, and sent. Kore gile edo. Gile edo. Gile edo.
Gile edo.
Gile edo. Gile wane, but
yeah.
I stood my ground.
Oh, yes.
Mm.
It was not easy. I can tell you it was not easy.
Mm.
Sure.
But how it is also about la mogo tshilong, you will wait.
Mm.
So how we me yalo, we me wetsang.
Ya
rera. You are still praying. Yeah.
Ya rera.
Okay, so tlhalohanya ha wa yentsa fela mo dilong tsa manyalo le gore batho ba reng and wena focus how e mo modimo.
Okay, I think at some point.
Mm.
Because I'm one person, I love my family, like, genuinely.
Yeah.
So I had this thing, you know what, I cannot go to heaven and see my brothers and sisters and my mom, So I was focused on praying for their salvation.
Mm.
I prayed for their salvation. And I was also praying as a minister, I was also praying for the will of God upon my life. You're maid servant. So I think my focus was around that. But not that I didn't want to get married.
Yeah.
I wanted marriage, but there were things that priorities.
Mm.
Yes.
And I can show her this thing, no, we feel a tata. Ga gona le body gathering,
yeah.
Because auso ga go le tla batla le family hai o lo tla batla le molekano wa gagwe and all that, and then wena o dutsi mola e be thoma topic khante
wena o nya
magarebe
o nyala le I remember some example the gara gire some
yeah
ke ra mo gire la har ga se nna ke nyala ka nyalo so game is
And sometimes I remember this other day, because why sala eshatisa. Ngesinskati, her mom said to her, being genuine, she was telling me, her mom says to her, you know, when uzongfagela mehlo abantu.
Sure.
The things that you say there.
Yeah.
Into ozikhulumayo mawushadisa. Ukhuluma izinto ongakangeni kuzo. Uthi abantu bazongithatha kanjani mina? Where do you get all that from? Just because of whenever you do something umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu,
yeah.
It's no longer you who is speaking, but the Spirit of the Living God is speaking through you.
Yes.
So you'll find yourself saying things that now when you are seated, you'll ask yourself, oh, ibuyaphi le? Kanti it was God himself strengthening his people.
Yeah.
Through you.
Nokuthi azothola the right person.
At the right time.
Yes.
And umuntu kuwukuthi when you communicate, angeke kube into enzima. You understand each other's language.
Definitely.
How ari lo rapela? Why is for yes, ro rapela. Ai hore, kante papa, rapela 24 hours ka montlungamo. You know? Because di teng dilo tse di yalo.
Yes.
We understand because maybe because of pressure ugcine u kena ko lenyalong lentate and then also understand hore life ya this person e byang and wena le this person letlo khona gore le tsamaisane tsela e and then earlier on ne re bua ka taba ya di breadwinner ne gona le especially bomme ke bona ba ileng gore they complain gagolo ha ho tla mo di breadwinning because o tla utlwa me are bo khaitsa dia monaka ba ntloile abampatle o mamazala waka hampatle because kinkile motho o nabea dijo on the table so yanong cause maybe ntate o hasa khona ho etsa ka mkhona ira ka teng so letlhoyo lele e be le bateng between mamazala and makoti or bo
the sisters
and go bueng nete dia ira hala dilo tseo ziyenzeka ngithi
mfundisi a lot.
Yes because uthathe lo muntu lo okuwukuthi mhlambe beba depend kuyena
yes
so leyo iyenziwa kanjani uma mhlambe niku pre-marital counseling
yes
ezinye zezinto mhlambe ezi
we touch all that
you touch
it's very important to come to go for a pre-marital before you get married.
Yeah.
As much as you are excited, you want to see yourself sitting with your partner, the one whom you are calling my husband or wife, you need to go through that. And before you enter, phakathi emshadweni, zizinto ukuthi you have covered. And you guys have drafted, ukuthi okay, this is, we're going to start or we're going to work our things this way. Yes, ngendlela enivumelene ngayo.
Don't you think ukuthi mhlambe if nina angithi izinto eniyibonayo mina khuluma ne couple ku pre-marital counseling. Don't you think ukuthi mhlambe nibafake nabo the family yale breadwinner ukuthi okay, these people bazoshada and sicabanga ukuthi ukuze niphathisane kahle and ne relationship yenu iqhubeke ibe right. Asihlaleni phansi and then ni understand ukuthi labantu bangena emshadweni kuzoba nama boundaries kuzoba nezinto ezinje angaze ngiyibone into enjalo don't you think mfundisi ukuthi it can help as well ukuthi lama families ba understand ukuthi impilo angeke isafana
indeed
yeah
just to chip in there I think it's very important okay just hoboya ba umuva nyana ne
yeah
o tsanze ka kholomo
yeah waiting o tlapile
yes
yeah I think like re buile gore ilo lenyalo ke la batho ba babedi so communication is very important if I get married to uba mbula before we get into marriage I get o tlo mpolella gore no baby kana ntse ke breadwinner ko ke wina borotho kontlo ke nna ntse ke tla ka dijo ke isa ke tlokomela my mother. So ra dumalana kore sometimes hela I think that this conflict between in-laws it's something that can be avoided. I think this conflict between mamazale le makoti and the sisters, it's something that can be avoided if there was that proper communication. Problem e ke bonang before ke tsena into the issue ke gore because setse re utlwile how ya ko lenyalong sis batle o tla ka this thing gore e ke ka tsona ra re wa boiwa inile o tla o ipoleletse gore you know what ha gona mamazala o tsileng go ntaola ga gona sister-in-law o tsileng go ntlhokometsa ne and o setse o tsena in this marriage with that attitude gore I'm gonna defend myself, I'm gonna fight, but go avoid all those things. Why don't you sit down with your husband and say, okay, fine, ke wena o ntse o tlhokomela ko lapeng, so this is how we are going to continue helping. Yes, o ka ska wa maybe once 100% e o ntseng o ntsha ko ntlong, but ke le mosadi, I have to understand gore ntate o ke tsena mo le ene mo lenyalong ke ene a tlhokomelang ko ga bone, and ga gona literally kana totally ha gona o mongwe motho unless gona le ba bangwe ba ba ka thusang. That's when we can say, okay baby, I think talk to your sister or your other brother gore le bone gore le thusana jang now that you have a family. But if totally ke ene na as the wife, I have to come to a compromise and say, you know what, hanga ke ka ntsha dijo mo ganong la matsale le ba nna le bone. So it's just ke setho ke setho sa rona hela re kipela, you know what, monna ke itletse a tlhokomela go ga bone. So ha ke montsha ka re go a go sala go tlhokomela mang. So na as a wife, I have to come in and say, okay fine, and this is how we can continue helping.
Yeah,
ke thuse every month if possible ke motse gore baby a o rometse madi ko lapeng
kahle kahle. Actually yes, it's very good for her to ask me, but now things has to turn around because I brought her in my family and I've entered shukuthi they are not supposed, my family is not supposed to be talking to me, telling me when they have things. They have to go through straight to her because umntana abo manje mina ngumntwana wangale.
Yeah,
so but this kind of thing, it takes time for abazali bethu to understand this. They just want to talk to me straight, but iBhayibheli lithe I have to clinch and the two shall become one.
Yeah,
kodwa lokho akusho ukuthi uma bekhulume nami bakhulume naye.
Yeah,
I they have to talk to her.
Yeah.
So you also asked about the parents gore aha go botlhokwa gore batsadi ba ne involved. Normally ko lenyalong I get we deal with banyadi for those months, few months, 6 months or less or more. And then ha ka tsatsi la lenyalo we try by all means to talk to address the parents. But go botswana gona le bo mme ba bangwe, I just love that and I pray gore it spread. Gona le eno ha ke tseng ka re ke mokgatlo o bitswa mothers in law something something. Eh sawa a gere re nna le baby brother sawa. Yes, gona le sawa ra ya bo matsale. Normally ha ile gore ke tlo nyalwa, then my mother in law le ene o ya go tsena mo that sawa. Basadi ba bangwe ba ba nyetseng ba ba na le bo mamazale ba bangwe ba bue le ene.
Okay,
just to help her gore mme re kopa o tlo tshware makoti sente re, you know, I think such mekgatlhonyana eo e ka thusa.
Yeah,
mme hela ke dumela le wena gore le batsadi go batla re plane sengwe sa gore go nne le that kind of a marital, ha ke tsire to go ibitsa
session ya bona, especially if le realize gore this person ke breadwinner and ba dependile mo yena tla ke maybe 80%. You know, gore ba tlo understand le bona gore phela batho ba nyala and le itseng gore maybe 40% ela ene ke yetsa mogae le ka sithole le ibone le tlo kreya only 40%. Ukuthi ba understand bangabi nama expectation but umntwana wabo ku ukuthi ushadile.
Yes,
because ukukhuluma iqiniso ku unfair.
Yeah, no, it's not fair.
True that.
Yes, because kusho ukuthi manje kumele uphathe amakhaya awu 2 and ngaleso sikhathi uthola ukuthi even your mhlambe your salary
is not
your, enough for your family, not two families.
Yes.
But njoba ushilo prophetess ukuthi ase gore
wabalatla.
Yes, wabalatla. Ke gore fela ba itse gore now gona le di boundaries.
Yeah.
You know, o fella ka mo mama, sister o fella ka mo malume o fella ka bo because now ke na le molekane. Okay, re tlo boela ko tabeng eo. Re bone re na le how many minutes? Okay, sino 7 minutes bazalwane. Mhlambe ni nembuzo kuloko sikhulumile namuhla. Angikunikeze leyo 7 minutes ukuthi ke ubuze lana ku Apostle Mbulawo kanye no Prophetess Josephine Bitswe Mbulawo 0123341322 unga WhatsApp na ku 0826572729. Yo, ke language mang e ke bonang mo? Salan. Yo, okay, iriketswe mo yona. Yeah, izivuliwe incingo, sebenzisa ke mzalwane lo 7 minutes osele, ukubuza noma ke uthanda ukuphawula. Oh, mhlambe izinto ukuthi why experience nawe emshadweni today mhlambe so ukhuluma okunye ukuthi mina no husband wami sihlukene. Oh, mina no husband wami ngibona ngathi o unkosikazi wami ngibona ngathi nje kukhona okungahambi kahle and siyahluleka ukuthi sixazulule le ndaba naba ke abafundisi la bangakwazi ukuthi ke bakusize ukuze usave your marriage but lana bazalwane ngicela si understandene asikhuluma ukusave umshado ukuthi u abused kuona
yeah
la u abused khona physically la u abused khona emotionally because even noma u abused emotionally kufika la ukuthi uba depressed you know and more depressed kungenza ukuthi uze ulahlekelwe impilo yakho so mina I know ukuthi abantu abaningi banokusho ukuthi even noma si counselor abantu banenkinga we don't tell them ukuthi bahlukane or ba divorce but kunamanye ama situation okuthi cha even noNkulunkulu akavumi ukuthi umuntu angahlala ku an abusive marriage ku an abusive relationship 0123341322
feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM
well there is a time to search and a time to give up a time to reap and a time to sow Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit. Download the Bible to your cell phone. Read Word for Today and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za. Especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Mary, but I worship you. Ngine mizuzu embili. Uma ungenayo umbuzo kusho ukuthi ke si se page nelodwa. Le ndaba esikhulumayo we understand and ke mhlambe uyabona ukuthi isikhathi sesihambile and umbuzo wakho uzodinga more time ukuthi mhlambe bakusize o baphendule na next week bayabuya ngo 4 o'clock ngizobe nginabo kulona lolu hlelo sijula ngezwi okay nangu uyabuza la unompumelelo riboletse ka taba ya buka ne wabutsa mo ausike ko pare mo mamele
sanbonani sibahle unompumelelo ubuyile futhi ngizwile ukuthi abefundisi babhale incwadi I just didn't hear ukuthi ini title yencwadi is it available on soft copy bantu ngicela ukuthi ama authors mababhala nathi singasumphakathi abantu abangaboni bas include nathi so that sizokwazi ukuthola le incwadi on audio ngiyabonga
okay
oh Okay, yebo siyabonga, siyabonga. Kuyinto enhle futhi leyo eyokuthi sicabangele nabanye abangaboni. Sibona ukuthi singenza njani ukuthi nabo bazokwazi ukuthi bafunde. Okay, the title eyencwadi ithi Restoring the Dignity and Value of Marriage. Restoring the Dignity and the Value of Marriage. Considered, we will work on that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Indeed. Mhlambe sivale ngalombuzo ne. Is it true ukuthi not everyone ukuthi mhlambe uNkulunkulu umbekele ukuthi ashade?
Nkosi yami. Do you see lombuzo? My wife used to say to me when some of maybe her friends will maybe ask, they are waiting.
Yeah.
Bebuza ukuthi kodwa balekuthi please pray for us, pray for us bafundisi. Then I will say it ukuthi yazi, I'll state with that scripture ukuthi vela kuphela akho, it's not everyone. Yeah. Some, you know what, do you see that's the reason you find some of us or abanye abantu, they were raised without fathers.
Yeah,
it is because the seed that the man was carrying, it was a seed that God knew that if that man can be close to the seed, can be a father, marry this woman, that baby or that blessing, it's not going to be what God said it is. So ingakho ngishoyo ngisinskhathi ukuthi not every woman ukuthi mhlambene kumele ashade.
Okay.
Hayi ukuthi they are cursed. Uh-huh. It is because they are the giants who are carrying. Shuti, their wombs, they are so blessed that waiting for a seed. God gave her power to raise these kids to become what God says they are.
Wow. Okay. Sizoqhubeka futhi next week. Uma ningekho la emoyeni nitholakala kanjani?
Okay. Umoyeni ritshwarega.
Yeah.
On WhatsApp and also directly more MTN. So our WhatsApp numbers are +267 Kitsako Botswana, +267 7708 4769, +267 7708 4769. Yes.
Okay.
The other one is +267 71 50 59 81. And then the direct numbers to South Africa is 063 122
4678
063
1
2
4 6
7 8. Okay, social media is Thabiso Mbulawa and then Mbulawa. Yes.
Okay.
So another number, 078 017 017 37 07 07.
Yes. Re lebogile tlhe. Are kopaneng gape mo bekeng etlang. Modimo ke o.
Amen.
Siyabonga. Thank you very much. What I can say, the last thing ukuthi, this book, it is not for only married couple.
Okay.
Also those who are still in relationship. It is going to help them to carry them to the destiny yomshado.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Ya o Pastor Rayle Khodi o yesa e tholagala molona ke re
mo
tsona di number tse ba di shileng.
It is there. Yes.
Yes. Okay. O yesa o Pastor Rayle Khodi o zo qhubeka nawe njoba sikushaye u 5 kuzo kuyoshaya u 7. Asiphinde sibonane futhi next week Sunday 2 p.m. until 5.
Share the love. Share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.